Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4, and it's December 4th, late in the evening, 2300 Zulu, as they say, Greenwich Mean Time, Universal Time. And our position is about 500 miles to the southwest of Cape Town, South Africa. We are making a course to the southeast at the moment, and probably in 6 hours or so we'll be jiving and then heading to the east. We've got about 10 to 12 knots of wind, and we're making about 10 knots right now. We have slightly reduced sail up because it looks like we're going to have to jive in the middle of the night, and so we're anticipating that. We had quite a big day today, actually, with about a 4-hour repair this morning of a lashing coming apart on the bottom of the fractional Janneker, which is a big downwind sail, not the biggest one, but a substantive one that we're going to use quite a bit in the Southern Ocean when we get there. Actually, we're there, but when we get to the Indian Ocean, Pacific Ocean, we'll be downwind a lot. And the sail had become detached from the bottom of the cable that it spins on, and so it had slid up the cable, so we had to try to figure out a way to pull that sail back down the cable. And with extensive discussions with Josh Brown, our technical team manager, we were able to come up with a way to try to do it, and we were able to do it and get it pulled mostly back down that cable. It involved hoisting a sail to the top of the mast, where it doesn't usually go. It usually goes 3/4 of the way up with a short strop up there, so it would not be all the way up there. And then at the bottom, it would go to the storm jib tack, which is a very strong point, and we would use the storm jib's furler, actually, as an attachment point, and then be able to add another block in there with a long spinnaker or Janneker sheet, a spare Janneker sheet, back to the cockpit and try to pull that sail down. We're eventually able to do it to within 6 inches of where it was supposed to be, and that's close enough for now. So we were able to do that. We have the sail back up and running, and it was quite a big effort. As I said, about 4 hours, important one. So we also received today information about the summary for the week for the Sites Live program, and it was really very heartwarming to see participation. We've had people visiting the site from over 90 countries, and probably active participation from over 26 countries in the school program, and that's growing, and so it's great. Within the race, very too bad to hear that Koji Shirashi from Japan has had to abandon the race. He had a problem with the mast. I don't know exactly what it was, but he has turned from the group and is heading north up to Cape Town, presumably, to go in there. So that's really too bad. I had a nice email exchange with him earlier in the race, and he was doing a really good job, and I believe he's the first competitor in the Bondi Globe from Japan. And so very too bad, and I hope that he would come back in 2020 and participate again. So that's it from here, offshore Great American 4. We'll connect with you again tomorrow. Over and out.